This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia. The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 26th pick to the Atlanta Falcons. With the 26th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee.
You know the vibes, baby. It's the morning shift out here at Stone Mountain Golf Club. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Book an appointment today. Look, Bo, we're going to talk about the fit for Jalen Walker and James Pierce here in just a second, but I have to highlight my guy, Rusty Manziel. These are older knees, but he just came over the hill and did the Ray Lewis dance and acted like he was coming out of the tunnel and sprinted around the corner. You've been out here. He sprinted around the corner through the flagpoles with his finger up in the air like he had just been drafted himself. It looked a lot like Tyler Booker's entry to the stage last night.
It looked like Miami coming out at South Bend in 88 and they came out with a smoke. That's what I felt like, man.
I felt like we needed to put the smoke machine or the fire extinguisher Woo. Or something over there in Rusty's truck door, man. But nonetheless, man, I want to give you the stage for 2 minutes and just tell me where you were, what you were doing, and how shocked you were when you heard the name Jalen Walker come out of that entire ordeal.
I was listening to y'all talk this morning and Bo talking about, hey, like, wait a minute, this could actually happen, because I think everybody kind of anticipated it was not going to happen. And when Mykal goes off, when the 49ers got up, I thought, man, I know that Mykal's had a lot of visits out there. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, they're going to take him. And I just thought, man, there's no way this is about to happen. Like, there's something going to happen. I'm a Falcons fan. I've been there my whole life. I got Steve Barkowski jersey, so I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to mess this up somehow. And I'm telling you, did they not take every ounce of every second of that pick? And I'm like, oh, God, please don't mess this
Bo
up.
Bo said he got the shakes while they were on
yeah,
the
clock. Yeah, I heard he like,
I got the shakes.
While somebody was drinking.
I was so nervous.
Rusty, I was terrified because I thought I might have to hide behind Arch in the riot last night. It didn't take Jalen Walker. I was just absolutely terrified of what would happen if they didn't. But I give them credit, Rusty, and I think you would too. Hey, if someone that's a player with such value that you might have gotten somebody to overpay for him. Now, we wanted him, but, you know, sometimes more is, more is better, right? I don't know if anything was better than getting a guy like Jalen Walker with who he is on and off the field.
Yeah. I would love to have been there when Carolina didn't take him. Oh. You know that Terry looked at Raheem and go, oh, boy.
I'm sorry, what?
We got some. You know that good-looking girl at the bar kind of looks at you twice, and you're like, wait a minute, we might have a shot here, boys.
You start turning around, looking behind you, going, wait, me?
I told you that shirt's going to work tonight. You know, it's like, here we go, man. And next thing you know, they know what positions teams need. And I guarantee you, after 49ers took Mykal, they're like, boys, we got a chance here. And I'll say this. I've been around Jalen a lot. I did some one-on-one stuff with him this fall. I think I did three different interviews with him. We could not ask for a better first-round draft pick on and off the field, which that's so important in today's world. Football is a violent sport, but you want a guy that can represent your city and represent that A, and you see that behind the scenes. I don't know if you guys saw it. Atlanta Falcons put out when they called him. Did you see that?
I haven't seen the call.
You need to hear the tremble in his voice.
Okay.
You need to hear that. He said, we're going to send a plane to get you. And you hear Jalen go, send that damn plane.
Yes.
Send that damn plane. I'm ready to get here. You know what I mean?
And it was cool. And we played the cut a minute ago of Terry Fontenot talking about, you know, he looks at his son and he's talking about Jalen. And he goes, that's the kind of guy you want your son to grow up to be. I can't think of a more ringing endorsement.
Yes.
We're all dads here now.
Yep.
And I can't think of a more ringing endorsement of sitting there going, look, man, if you want your kid to grow up like a guy and he's also that good of a football player, I can't imagine an easier pick. So, and Rusty, I want to get into this conversation just a little bit about fit, because I think I've had a lot of people text me, and it's not like, look, and I'm not trying to say this, so do not tweet at me. I'm not trying to say Divine Diablo is this guy that's going to hold Jalen Walker out of a situation.
Yeah.
But you signed up Divine Diablo and thought, okay, we'll pair him with Caden Ellis. That brings some athleticism. He's a 4-4 guy. And then you add Jalen Walker in the mix, and it's almost like you look at it and go, we couldn't pass on him.
No way.
He's too good. But, you know, you start to have to kind of mold your game plan about the way he fits. Let's talk about Jalen Walker, the blitzer, first instead of the edge rusher.
Yep.
Because when you go back and you look at some of the tape, and you've touched on this before, he just has a nose for the football and a nose for making plays.
I think the play that stood out the most to me last night, and ESPN showed it a couple of times, is when he ran down Arch Manning in open field. Listen, Arch Manning is a hell of an athlete. If it was Arch Johnson, you would still say, this guy's a hell of an athlete. You know, and I remember Arch Manning on that third down bailing because he didn't trust his protection.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. And he's like, I'm going to get this first down. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
He's like, he's looking at the change for a 10-yard gain. And the next thing you know, he's looking at the sky, and he got 2 yards because this dude was shot out of a cannon and goes and gets you.
Speed kills, man.
Man, I go back to the scene, and I'm old, man. Stand by me when they say sick balls, chopper. This is exactly what I'm telling you, man. Go get him. Go get that dude. Get him to the ground. And that's what I liked about Jalen Walker. He can do so many things, Mike. But the one thing I'll tell you makes him most invaluable is he is never out-schemed. He doesn't have to leave the field.
Yeah.
He can rush. He can cover. He can run fit. That's what a college coach told me this
week.
I can't find guys that can run fit.
Well, Rusty, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because that's been my thing the whole time is – not only did you get that with Jalen Walker originally, but with the addition of James Paris, now it really unlocks Jalen Walker, because you can have so many different packages. But I want to know, you just talked about him tracking down Arch Manning. I believe that's the one where if Jalen Walker's in the middle of the field and Arch kind of bails and he bails to his right and Jalen Walker that's an incredible play. But this guy would never – him and Caden Ellis now, Caden Ellis is a good player, but – Jalen could be a great player. Talk about how good he was, how much Kirby loved having that guy, because you could use him in coverage as well, because you just got so much better from a coverage standpoint. And at times, you can use Caden Ellis off the edge and have Diablo in there with Walker.
I think the Texas game twice, going against Kelvin Banks twice, who was he the second tackle taken last
yes.
time?
Yes, he was.
And no offense to Kelvin Banks, because Kelvin Banks is going to be a $100 million dude at some point, probably. Jalen Walker
butt. He was third. Yeah,
Jalen Walker worked him twice. Now, you talk about development, Bo, being able to line up as a wide nine and come around an elite tackle prospect, that's a different skill set. Also being able to sit in the A-gap and take on a guard in an ISO, those players are not around. Those guys, you don't find those guys. Then you get a kid, I don't know if they'll mention it all day today, he's a college football coach's son. Like, he's been in it. He knows how to study film. He knows how to do this. You know, I can sit here and tell you that when every time Kirby Smart has 200 of the most influential business people and partners at Georgia, you know he walks out there? He walks out Jalen Walker to represent his team.
That's unbelievable.
He trusts Jalen Walker to talk to the mega boosters.
I want to play this cut, too. And, you know, we hear a number of people, and we've been talking about, you know, Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot. This exact conversation Raheem Morris touches on yesterday, just how versatile Jalen Walker is.
You know, being able to come off the edge, being able to move around, he's very self-aware. If you ever talk to this young man, he'll kind of tell you what he thinks he is. And he's 30% off the edge. He's 30% blitzing through a gap. He can do some different things in the back end. He can drop. He can do all kinds of different things. So, like, he's definitely a threat, and he's definitely provides a threat for us that would allow us to utilize him in the most captivating ways. And, like, we got a lot of coaches up there that are just gunning to use him and gunning to find different ways to get it done. And I just can't say enough good things about him.
I think I've had this conversation with both of you guys here in the last couple of months, and it was, you know, you're talking about Jimmy Lake being let go, what Raheem Morris's defense is, what Jeff Ulbrich tries to do, and the fact that many times base personnel right now, 4-3, 3-4, it's so overblown because everybody's multiple and everybody's doing different things. It's really, are you two-gapping or are you penetrating? Are you, you know, are you a 4-eye? Are you a, you know, B-gap defender? Are you A-gap defender? Or are you an edge player? And that's why you break it down in the draft the way you do right now. It's interesting to me, too, because, Bo, you just brought it up. There will be times that you can use Divine Diablo on the field at the same time as Caden Ellis and Jalen Walker. And what that looks like to me, and let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. People are like, well, you know, you can't – if you're a 4-2 nickel, those – here's what it looks like. You can still go 3-3 nickel. You can still do that. And the Falcons did that at times last year where all of a sudden two of the best – what I think will be two of the best interior blitzers in this division now walk up in Caden Ellis and Jalen Walker over the guards and the three-down personnel, and Divine Diablo can use his speed sideline to sideline.
Yeah, Rusty, you talk to Kirby Smart all the time. I know that that's a, you know, you are connected in the college game. The one thing that the NFL has moved to is the defenses with the hybrid. Obviously, they have adapted to match offenses. But while doing that, they have found a way to what Mike just said, to have their best players on the field, their most athletic players when needed on the field at the same time. Caden Ellis is a guy that we've seen that can come they can use him as a pass rusher in all over the field, much like you know, he's a poor man's version of really how I think they can use Jalen Walker. But imagine having a guy like Pierce coming off the edge. You have Jalen in coverage. You could have Caden coming off. I mean, you know, to me, the Falcons just entered 2025 with the athleticism of Pierce and Walker, whereas in the last few years, they've been kind of in 2005.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it, Rusty, that we've talked about best player available.
Yeah.
I think they nailed it.
They did.
I think they nailed it with this one.
I would love for Terry to be unplugged today with Dukes and Bell and go, at what point did you go, guys, oh, my God, we're going to get this guy. There's no doubt in my mind, and we talked about this yesterday with James Pierce. You and I talked about this. Like, this guy could be there, and there's no doubt to me, I think about this morning – had Jalen Walker went before them, I think they'd take James Pierce at 15.
I don't think there's any doubt.
I think they'd take him at 15 because they trade back up to get him. So if you're sitting here yesterday morning and you're sitting at Flowery Branch and you go, hey, guys, when we wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to have Jalen Walker and James Pierce. I don't think anybody worried about how we did it. They're like, sign us up.
Rusty, I got a text yesterday and said, look, just food for thought, a name for thought, James Pierce.
Yep,
and it's a guy that I trust. I mean, I've heard a lot from, and he's been right a lot. And I would hear me out. I was slightly disappointed at 15,
mm-hmm.
but when Jalen Walker fell and then they went back in at 26, I loved it there. And I know it sounds fickle.
There was part of me. Just follow me here. There was part of me that when they took Jalen Walker at 15 and they traded up, and I saw the trade. There was part of me that wondered if this was Malachi Starks.
I thought it was going to be Will Johnson.
Okay. There was part of me that goes, dude, this is a Malachi Starks spot.
City wasn't ready for that. The city wasn't ready for that. Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready for that. Those two were baby stepping, you know, first time taking up a Georgia Bulldog. If they would have taken Malachi there, wow. I mean, I thought that when they trade up, I said, oh, my God, we're about to go get Will Johnson, which I would have been fine with that, too.
Sure.
I'd have been fine with Will
absolutely.
Johnson. So I thought they were about to go there. Interesting to me, Harbaugh passed on Will Johnson.
Yeah, for a running back.
Yeah,
which was very interesting. We do have to go to break, man. Much more NFL draft stuff to get to. We are going to talk coming up on the other side. We're going to do In the Huddle, and we're going to talk about some of the craziness from the other teams that were in the NFL. The fall of Shedeur Sanders, where he might eventually land, what that looked like. Also, the crazy trade coming out of Jacksonville. Who might have had a good day? Other teams that you think kind of swung and missed. We'll do In the Huddle next. And reminder, man, we do have our own compensatory pick. Coming up at 8:40 today.
Y'all want? Could y'all fill me in off the air?
I got to wait till 8:40.
Coming up at 8:40 today, you guys will be able to find out what the morning shift's compensatory situation looks like. Announcement on that front coming up at 8:40. Rusty's hanging out with us. You'll get Dave Archer coming up at 8:20, and so much more NFL draft left to come. Stick with us here on the other side. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
I'm ready. I mean, that's all I've been dreaming for. It was an opportunity to play in the National Football League, and they blessed me with it, so I'll make sure they get everything I've got.
Really no drama around number one last night with Cam Ward, man. This is the Morning Shift. Mike and Bo, Rusty hanging out with us, talking more NFL draft. Guys, the Cam Ward, like, there was no excitement to that. I think he's one of those guys that steps in as an alpha in that locker room day one. It sounds to me like he's already been talking to half the players, FaceTiming on that roster, but nothing exciting there. The excitement came with the following
pick. I think it was kind of a statement from him. I would say kind of a plain outfit.
Yeah.
Very business-like approach, comes in. I think Mario Cristobal, I think what I heard is Tennessee went to his high school. They went to all three schools.
Wow.
That they dug into him as far as they could, and they were very comfortable in taking him.
Yeah. I think it's Bo, there's no shock about it, but it felt, to Rusty's point, very businesslike. He stands up, kind of tugs on the suit jacket to make sure it's
like
in place.
Like a men's warehouse kind of outfit looking.
He had that look on his face, Bo, like he was like, as if there was any doubt.
Already,
y'all already know
at least he didn't shop at the same place that Will Campbell did for his suit, because that was a terrible decision.
Can we talk about that for a second, man?
Rusty, I got to call you. Don't give Mario Cristobal any credit for Cam Ward. He don't deserve any credit for Cam Ward. He went and got the guy and put an offensive coordinator in and said, all right, do your thing.
You know what it's like? He played in a golf scramble and he picked him up for that day.
He was a number one. I saw.
We need a one,
Rusty,
man.
I literally saw a Miami fan on Twitter the other day said, yeah, they say Mario Cristobal can't develop quarterbacks. And I said, dude, he didn't develop crap.
Yeah.
That's like Jalen Walker coming in here and having 15 sacks this year and somebody saying, look at Raheem Morris developing that pass rush. I'm like, yeah, man.
It's so funny you say that, man. I had an argument with an LSU fan about something very similar. It's like LSU, they say LSU can't sign the big quarterback. I was like, they can't. When's the last time they signed one?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time LSU signed a quarterback that actually turned out to be good. I'm talking about out of high school. Now, I will say this before we move on, because I want to get to the Travis Hunter trade. But I will say this. So much was made about Cam Ward, Rusty, and opting out of the second half of the bowl game and transferring twice and this, that, and the other. This is a new day and age in college football.
Did that hurt at all?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's How many commas did that hurt him last night?
Yeah.
Zero amount. I think the background part of it, look, man, I mean, I'm so old school, the thought of sitting out a half of a bowl game, I can't even fathom that. But kids leave teams now, and their players repost it like, good luck, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a totally
crazy.
Different world, man.
It's crazy.
Totally different world.
You're so spot on with that. Yep. I want to get to this cut. I talked at stake about this yesterday in Sandy, and I was like, if there's going to be any drama, it's going to straight up be Jacksonville moving out of that five slot, moving up and grabbing somebody. And Stake was like, well, who do you think it is, Abdul? I'm like, it has to be Travis Hunter from the simple fact that you got a 33-year-old GM.
Yeah.
And you've got Liam Cohen, who has already been looking goofy, saying Duval, but he wants to make a splash. Let me let you guys hear this cut from James Gladstone. Yeah, James Gladstone talking last night about them strategies.
I probably got some familiarity with the them picks sort of process. So for our fans, I'll tell you, don't be scared. This is something I'm uniquely positioned to navigate. We ended up bringing Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. And with that, he is somebody who is deserving of a first round draft pick as a wide receiver. And he is worthy of a first round draft pick as a corner. I certainly look forward to each of those elements showing themselves over the next few years while he's under his rookie contract, but yeah, we're excited about just getting him in the boat, so to speak.
Does everybody in Jacksonville sound creepy these days? I mean,
I was like, Dylan's playing the Liam Cohen cut, dang it.
That guy sounded creepy. You had Liam Cohen as president. Duval. I mean, you know what? I'm glad that Travis Hunter's down there to kind of class up the joint down there. Him and Trevor Lawrence can kind of set things right, Rusty.
Yeah, man, I got thinking about it last night, kind of sitting there, and I'm like, man, I covered Trevor when he was in eighth grade, and then I covered Travis. The first time I ever met him was in the 10th grade. Two kids that were kind of, you know, elite skill set for their positions. Travis going there. I'm 52. The first thing I thought about when he got drafted and traded there was how much state tax he just saved.
I know, dude.
That is, you know, you, I'm dead serious.
Trust me, I grew up in Florida, yes. And I've been in these situations, yes, where you've had friends that get a quote-unquote raise because they moved, yes, down to Florida or whatever it, dude, may be. There's a reason Tom Brady landed in Tampa,
do
buddy.
Do you,
okay,
remember the year that Trevor went number one and the Jets won that last game and it cost them the pick?
Yeah.
Somebody told me that saved Trevor almost $8 million on that initial contract.
Yeah, it's, plus he didn't have to live in New Jersey. So
plus he didn't have to live in New Jersey. Saved. Yeah, yeah, man.
I will say this, too, before we move on. I want to talk about Shadur. I want to leave ourselves some time. But the Cleveland Browns GM putting out the cut that we played on this show and numerous other shows about him being a unicorn.
Unicorn, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, this kid's a unicorn. Can't, yeah, overlook it. Yeah. Just a special player. And you just know that this entire time his phone's, dude, buzzing, trying to trade back. I think Cleveland had a pretty good day. All right, let's Dylan, let's play the cut of Shadur Sanders and kind of an emotional evening for him.
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, anything possible, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is of course, fuel to the fire, and under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
It's interesting to me because Shadur has developed what I'm going to call a little bit of a cult following. Some people love the attitude, the brash, you know, how upfront. And he's just like his dad in that aspect. But, look, man, it is what it is. There was a lot of people, you know, surrounding the whole – remember, you go all the way back to the Colorado State game. We wouldn't shake quarterback's hand. Mm-hmm. There was people that wondered about his personality and would it knock him. In the end, I'm not sure it even was the personality. Yeah. You just started running out of situations. You had so many rookie quarterbacks selected last year, Bo, that you start looking at veterans, guys that have rookies.
There's only so many windows.
Right. The amount of teams that were going to take a Shadur Sanders in the first round just weren't that plentiful.
You know, the thing for me – it's almost like he plays in the wrong era. Me and Gordon are, you know, we're talking about this last night, our engineer. He's not overly mobile. His arm is average. Some people call him a system quarterback. I think the biggest issue for me is when people have tried what they've done, what they do with every player every year is they critique their strengths and their weaknesses. And whenever you critique Shadur Sanders' weakness, it's like you hate him because he's Deion's kid. And yeah, and that and all you add that with the weakness of this class and the teams that needed it, I didn't think he was a fit in Pittsburgh strictly for the fact of what Arthur Smith wants to do with an offense. And yeah, now I just wonder if he even goes in the second round, Rusty. Where does he go? And that being said, what is the plan for him when he does? Is he going to go somewhere and not be happy if he's not the day one starter?
Somebody is meeting this morning going, we didn't think Shadur would be here. Now, what's working against him, too, as you guys haven't talked about, next year's quarterback's draft is insane.
Yes.
It's insane. Like, it's nine deep. They're talking about, you know, Arch Manning, and you can talk about even, you know, Carson Beck, and you can talk about all these guys. Dante Moore at Oregon expected to be a high pick. There's going to be so many quarterbacks there, so guys are going to be like, wait a minute, you know, are we going to take a second this year when we probably can get a quarterback next year in the second? But I think there's going to be somebody taking him tonight in a second. I really do. I think somebody's going to think he's there. I'm going to take him.
I do. Look, I want to go to the phone lines in just a second, but I will say this. You're sitting right now in a situation. I want to get both of you guys real quick take on this. New Orleans Saints are at 40.
Yep.
You got Cleveland, Houston, Tennessee's already got one. You got another Cleveland pick. Vegas, you know, is what it is. They already signed their quarterback. New England has their quarterback. Chicago has their quarterback.
It has to be Cleveland.
New Orleans sitting at 40, though.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
is what intrigues me.
No, I don't think he fits New Orleans either because Kellen Moore he had Dak, a guy that could move.
He ran Dak a lot, too.
A guy that could move. And then he had Jalen Hurts. You know where I think he goes? Didn't the Rams just pick up an extra second-round pick? Because I could see him fitting with what they do.
Yeah, they picked it up
they
from
picked
us.
The Falcons pick. Yeah.
I know. That was the yes, thank you, guys. I know. But yeah, That's my point. I think L.A. would be with the Rams with Sean McVay. Problem is, he's going to sit for a couple years. And, you know, that camp talked a lot last year and this time last year after the draft about how Deion wouldn't let him go to certain places and everything. I just want to know how it sits if he gets drafted to a place where there's a real starter there and he is the – heir apparent, like Penix we thought would be, but it's actually one that they stick to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of follow that. All right, look, 404-726-0929. We'll try to get to your calls on the other side of the break before Fair Foul. We got one on the line right now, Dylan, that we can get to. I think Linda's on the line from Dunwoody. Linda, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing great, dear. I'm so excited.
What'd you make of the pick yesterday?
Let's Get Serious was my theme song, and we got serious. That's the word for this year, y'all. We are serious. We're here. We're serious. Keep saying it, and I'm telling you, we're going to snatch that Super Bowl. Because two things. We got interest from the SEC because of Georgia and Tennessee, and we are ready. Okay? Let's get serious. Let's bring it home, and I'm so excited. And everybody, please stop worrying about next year. We don't know what's going to happen next year. Forget the first round pass.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we are in for it now.
Yeah. I said it last night. I said that last night on Twitter. Like, guys, I don't give a damn about the 2026 draft pick.
I can tell you who else don't is Terry Fontenot.
Terry Fontenot was playing with house money.
Terry Fontenot's like, buddy, guess what? That's a problem for future.
You know what he said? Hey, I'll cut that grass later, dog. I'm not worried. That grass is a little thick right now. Hey, man, I'm not worried about that grass right now.
Yo.
That's
spot
Terry.
On, my friend.
Future Terry problems. You know, the other things, I heard someone, Rusty, Mike, tell me, they got ripped off with the trade value. Well, right now, the trade value had the Falcons got, that pick was worth $700, and that third was worth $96. That's $796. We don't know what that first next year will be. It's impossible to know. But the Falcons only gave up $443 in the picks that they switched with them. So, you know, they're going to lose slightly, but that pick could be way down, and that's based on the draft trade value that they have. So you don't know. Don't worry about that crap.
You also are going to have a lot more money to play with next offseason. You can sign free agents.
Oh, yeah.
That's you keep that in mind. 404-726-0929. We're live out here at Stone Mountain Golf Club for the 2025 Miracle Open, the Miracle for Mom Foundation. Stick with us. We got so much more NFL draft to come. If you want to get your calls in, get them in right now. We also have Fair Foul coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us here. It's the morning shift post-draft. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. You know the vibes. I hear you, Dylan. It's a party.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is a party. It's the post-draft edition of the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Rusty Manziel hanging out with us. We'll get to mic'd up and Fair Foul in just a second. I do want to remind you guys, we do have – the morning shift has a draft pick coming up at 8:40. You do not want to miss, obviously, that segment as we were given a compensatory pick. Tiffany Blackman on to Bigger and Better Things. And we were given a compensatory pick in her absence. And we are going to utilize that compensatory pick coming up at 8:40 today. We'll have a show announcement. But we're live from Stone Mountain Golf Club. It's the 2025 Miracle Open benefiting the Miracle for Mom Foundation. Rusty's been hanging out. Dave Archer's coming on at 8:20. But, Bo, the vibes are just high. I mean, like, everybody that walks past this table is just smiling.
Dude.
And now, granted, I don't know, Rusty, if it's even about the draft. They're just
makes
everybody,
the city better.
I know. Everybody's
Listen,
in a good
one
mood.
One of my best friends, Jason Blanton, I'll give you a shout-out. My boy up in Rome, he's one of the biggest Falcons fans. This dude went to the Cowboys-Falcons Monday Night Football game in, like, 99. May or may not went to jail out there with some Cowboy fans. He just texted me, said, hey, man, keep giving them hell, man. Rise up. People are so freaking pumped, man. And I think two things, Bo. I think two things that make this a perfect case scenario, and Steak could probably touch on it today. Number one, we got the right pick.
Yes.
Number one.
That's what
and
it comes
I,
down
what
to.
I've said the whole time, I said, I don't care if it's a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah.
Let's make the right pick.
Yep.
It just so happened it was the right pick, and we got a damn Georgia Bulldog. We got a dog in that building. I already had a buddy just text me, said, can I buy a Jalen Walker Falcons jersey? I said, I'll ask Squid Billy right here.
Yeah, they're on sale
I would imagine today you'll be able to buy it. Yeah. That
Rusty,
jersey will be everywhere.
Rusty, I got the email last night about your Jalen Walker stuff.
That's awesome.
I got some stuff on Jalen Walker I want to get to. I want you to and you both you guys to touch on real quick before we get to Fair Foul. But what you just said, it's not just that they got the right pick, because they did. They got the pick right. But it for once worked out. How many times as Falcons fans have we seen the guy that we thought we wanted or that maybe even our organization wanted, and then he gets snagged maybe 2 to 3 picks before? It didn't happen this time. And then you were able to double back and get another – productive edge in the best football conference the last 30 years, the SEC, also the best college basketball conference. But Jalen Walker is done something else that I think is big, is because Jalen Walker is going to be able to – yeah, Jalen Walker is something, guys, that what he does is he's a guy that can spy. And we saw last year with Jaden Daniels, when they played Washington, the Falcons are shutting Jaden Daniels down. They're shutting him down. And then the second half comes, and all of a sudden, Jaden Daniels is running all over the place. And what we couldn't do was stop Jaden Daniels. Couldn't stop him. And now, because we didn't have the athleticism, Troy Anderson's hurt. You know, that's not Caden Ellis's, that's not his thing. And so you go look at it, that's how they beat us. Jalen Walker's a guy that can stop that. Jalen Walker is a guy that you can use as a spy. You know, Brian Baldinger did a great breakdown right after the pick about some of the versatility. Not only how Jalen can beat guys off the edge with his athleticism, his speed, the bend that he has, he can dip under tackles and because of his athleticism stay with a play, but they used him in that SEC championship game in 2023 against Alabama, where he's essentially spying on Bro, and he did it effectively. You remember that game? I know that Alabama won that game, but that game was a defensive battle. It was unbelievable how it was. And look, we're not the only ones that love this pick. If you don't trust me, if you don't trust Mike, you don't trust Rusty, well, I don't know what is wrong with you. But the James Pierce and the Jalen Walker picks, Kirk Herbstreit loved it. He was on last night on ESPN's coverage, and he talked about just how much he loved what the Falcons did in round one.
I really love what Atlanta did. Atlanta got Jalen Walker, who I think could be the defensive rookie of the year. The young man out of Georgia. Explosive, just nasty, can play off-ball linebacker, can come off of the edge, can blitz, can do so many different things. Then they make a trade. We were showing them their high-five, and we're like, what do they have next? And then they get James Pierce, one of the better pass rushers in this draft as well. Very explosive. I think he ran a 4-4 in the combine. So you get two elite pass rushers, something that Raheem Morris desperately needed, and it's exactly what he got. And I think when you not only look at talent, you look at need, I think it's hard to argue who did a better job than Atlanta picking up those two pass rushers and what they're going to be able to do. And Scott, you know from following this league, it's all about who can disrupt the quarterback and get after him. And Atlanta just took a huge step in the right direction in one night.
Man, that's awesome to hear. Finally getting national love, not getting the I don't know what they did. You know, they had Jalen Carter there, and they took Bijan Robinson, who I love. I don't know why that is on Kirk Cousins, and they got Michael Penix. What are they doing? No, they're loving what we're doing. It's unbelievable. Kirk Herbstreit, can't say enough. But Mike, Rusty, we saw the Falcons lose the game in Washington because we couldn't get Jaden Daniels on the ground. We had no one that could match his athleticism. Yes. I'm not saying Jalen Walker is going to outrun Jaden Daniels or whatever, but you now have a guy that we saw him, Rusty, in 2023 effectively spy Jalen Milroe in an SEC championship game. You saw him, like you talked about, run down Arch Manning. But with the addition of Pierce and Floyd, you can use him and you can take him away from the edge and use him like that.
Well, you play Alvin Kamara twice a year. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have a guy that can play a guy like that in space. And
come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy can do – he's multi-tool. I can't say enough about him. And I really don't think I didn't put a text in. We can't get in this morning because – but I would love for Jalen Walker to tell you how excited he is and what he wants to bring to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But people, be excited about the product on the field.
Yeah. I agree with you. All right, we got a few minutes left here. We've got to hit Fair or Foul Friday, Dylan. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I plan on getting me some wings this weekend, Rusty, I'm going to throw them down. So Buffalo's Cafe always delivering in style. Dylon's going to host today. We're all three going to play fair foul. Dylon, bring the thunder, baby.
All right, first one. We got to go with this. Riding on the high, Terry Fondo. Fair or foul, Falcons had the best night one. Falcons had the best round one last night. Fair or foul. Rusty Manziel, we'll actually start with you.
I'm going fair. Is that is
yeah,
how it works?
I think it's a slam dunk one, isn't
it? I mean, listen, everybody in the free world that knows anything about football goes, the Falcons can't rush the passer.
Yeah.
We went and got two, in my opinion, of the three best available,
yes.
Period.
I agree with you on that one. I'm in the same boat, Dylon. It was the best possible first round I could have mapped out for the Atlanta Falcons. I think most people will echo that sentiment in the city of Atlanta, Bo.
You got third best defensive player in the draft at 15. Hell yes. Hell fair. Fair hell. I don't know what to say, but yes.
Yeah.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah,
All right. Fair or foul? A rookie, a Falcons rookie, will lead the Falcons in sacks next year. Fair or foul? A rookie will lead the Falcons in sacks next year. Mike Johnson, we'll start with you.
You know, I'm feeling spicy, man. And I don't mean to take anything away from Caden Ellis or Arnold Abakady or whoever else. Whoever else you want to throw in that. Feeling spicy today. I think if you give me both those guys, yep. If you had picked one of them and said, well, James Pierce, I don't know. Hey, give me both those guys. One of the rookies, Rusty. Absolutely.
I'm going to say fair, and I'm going to say it's going to be James Pierce.
Okay. Oh, check you out.
Because I'm telling you what they can use him for is they can say, go get him, man.
Yeah.
Just go third and six. Go get his ass. Sick balls, baby.
Yeah.
Sick balls, chopper.
I'll say fair, too. We were all three texting last night, and I text you guys, and I said, Rusty, does this mean we can unlock both these guys and use them however we want and don't rely on them to be a jack-of-all-trades? Jalen can be the jack-of-all-trades, but yeah. That's because of the way he's made. To your point, I think what Rusty just said about Pierce is spot on.
Yeah.
Go get him. And one last thing on this. Jalen Walker – will impact the game sometimes that don't involve stats.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
James Pierce, you're going to know how productive he is because his job is going to be to get that dude to the ground and pressure the quarterback.
See ball, hit ball.
Go get it, man.
All right, I want to go a little national one here, and then we'll go back to the Falcons, I promise. Just one national one because I think this is a little interesting. You guys talked about Shedeur last segment. The Browns, first pick of the second round. Fair or foul? Shedeur Sanders will be the first pick of the second round. Later on today, fair or foul? Bo, we'll start with you.
That's a really good question, Dylan. And I think there's a really good chance it could be fair. Because to me, I think Shedeur could play into maybe that system that they have. They don't really rely on having a guy that runs. Now, the only problem is that offensive line is at times dreadful. How much of that's on Deshaun? How much of that's on the actual line? But I think that could be very fair.
I say fair because they've got to have something, man. I mean, yeah. It's just not working with Deshaun, regardless of whatever, and you know what that contract and how far it set him back. If you can get a guy that some people had a first round grade on,
sure.
If you can get him in the second round. You got to have a quarterback. I think the Browns do it.
I'm going to cheat a little bit on this one. I'm going to say it's foul.
Okay.
Because
I know why you're
going to
say
they got 36.
They got 36, and in front of 36, dude. You got the Houston Texans and Tennessee Titans. Neither one of those need a quarterback, yeah. So you'll pick whoever you want at 33 that you want to get in front of Houston and Tennessee, and then at 36 you would consider Shedeur Sanders. So I'll cheat on you. Guys.
I don't like trick questions.
I was literally about to say that. If Mike didn't say it, I was literally going to say that too. That could be also an option for them. All right, back to the Atlanta Falcons. Fair or foul? Terry Fontenot. Trade up Terry. Maybe not trade up Terry, but will we see Terry make another trade before the draft is over? Fair or foul? Ooh. Terry Fontenot will pull off another trade. Rusty Manziel, we're back to you.
That's tough.
I don't know that we've got anything left in the bag.
What's the capital, right?
We'll trade you something from steak on Atlanta Eats for that sixth one.
We'll have
steak come to your house and break down your grandma's Thanksgiving for that sixth.
Got two Goldberg's gift cards.
Two Goldberg's gift cards, baby. I would say foul, man. We don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of stuff left in the bag.
Oh man, I'll go. You know what, man? We've got 101 and 118. I think we need multiple pieces still. I think that's high enough in a round that was middle round, in a draft that was middle round heavy. I say we stay at those. I don't know that we move again, but there's always the opportunity to package those, try to move farther up in the third round.
Hey, as Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible.
I tell you what, and Terry's not playing around.
No, like, he ain't.
He may not be answering for any of this.
He said, these are going to be Arthur's issues, yes. Man. I ain't worried about this. I love it, man.
All right, I want to make sure we get to this one. So, Rusty, I'm sure you've heard it by now, but if not, Bo was on the show yesterday, and he said this.
If Jalen Walker fell to 15 and the Falcons didn't have to move up, I will streak through MBS.
Now,
what are we waiting on?
Latest I've heard, Jalen Walker fell to the Falcons and Bo didn't streak across
NBS. That audio has been tampered with.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you something. When you're on the largest radio station in the state of Georgia, one of the largest reaches in America, and you come up and make a statement like that,
What's the fair foul here? Because the statement was foul. The visuals are foul. The statement's foul.
So, listen. So here,
Rusty.
I say you do it in a
building.
Falcons helmet. I'll let you have a Falcons helmet on and some Crocs.
So real quick. Here's the fair foul question. Bo led Squid Nation down by punking out of streaking.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Hell,
that's
yes,
100% fair.
That looks like a Sean Murphy home run the other night.
Bo holds everybody else accountable all the time, and he you know, the accountability factor was
non-existent. Mike Johnson, if you said that yesterday, would you ever live it down, ever on this show?
No.
Ever?
No.
It will be a drop for the next 30 years.
Bo, if you say foul.
I'm going to say foul because here's the thing. You can't be an effective leader on the inside. You got to be on the outside running things. So – they, you know, Squid Nation.
Oh, you're gonna be running things. You're gonna be streaking.
Unbelievable.
Hey, if they want to let me into that building, I'll run in there with a Falcons helmet. I don't know about Crocs. That might hurt myself there. But then I was
you'll be
told
fine as long as you put them in sport mode.
Hey.
Yeah, no, man, no. I'm 41 years old with a bad knee. I ain't running in Crocs.
He about had to take that tube sock out of them shoes last night.
What about a Speedo?
Get a little cover.
It was. I'm running a Speedo. It was also chilly last night in there. So, yeah. Just saying.
I tweeted that picture out from Seinfeld. I was in the pool. Oh man, we got to go to break. Nice job, Dylan. We got to go to break, man. We're gonna do. We'll take a couple calls on the other side. 447-260-929. We're gonna get back into this Jalen Walker conversation. Guys, listen to me. Terry Fontenot today, 1:30, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and both of your first round draft picks, James Pierce and Jalen Walker, will be in the 4 o'clock hour today with Dukes and Bell. You do not want to miss that. It is the post NFL draft extravaganza all day today on Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're live from Stone Mountain Golf Club. Stick with us on the morning show, Sports Radio 929 The Game.